B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Everybody's hurting today. It's somber Monday. And I know the world of basketball. All those involved feeling it after the tragic loss of Kobe. And all those people on that helicopter. It's just awful. On the line with us from the Sixers, we love him, World B Free, one of the great basketball people of our area. Hello, World.
Man, how you doing?
Hey.
Terrible, man. I tell you, when I listen to everybody, Mr. Grangelo and Larry Brown, everybody talking, it just brought back yesterday to me. And not even getting really much sleep because I'm basically a part of the Bryant family, playing with Joe. And,
I know.
And we, knew Kobe when he was an infant. it's just a terrible, terrible time.
I know how close you and Joe were, you and Jelly Bean were. What do you remember? Give us like your early memories that when you knew Kobe was born and how happy Joe was and go back.
Well, I remember when Kobe, when JB, we were on the Sixers together, me, him, Daryl Dawkins, and I remember when JB was first having the baby with Pam, and the baby was going to be Kobe. And I remember when we were at McGonagall Hall and just had the baby, and he missed our game that we had down there, and because he had to go to the hospital. And when he came back from the hospital, obviously he had the baby with him, and he jumped out of his Mercedes, and he stood with the baby in one hand and saying, "World, this is him," and aww. I was like, wow. I said, Joe, you put the baby way up in the air, And then he let me hold him, and I said, well, what's his name? And he said, it's Kobe Bean Bryant. I was like, Kobe Bean? I said, that's his name? He said, yeah, that's Kobe Bean Bryant. He said, he's going to be it. And look what happened.
Oh.
He became it,
Oh, my God. You held Kobe as a baby.
As a baby.
World.
When we were together, we would talk and laugh, and I always would tell him when Kobe was here, and I was like, Kobe, I held you as a baby. I had you up in the air, And he looked at me like, oh, world. And I was like, it's just so amazing. And the kid was just so competitive. And the fire that everybody says that he has in him, the kid had fire that was just unbelievable. I remember we were in St. Joe's, and he was coming out of high school. And I remember it was Jerry Stackhouse, Brandon Maxwell, all of these guys playing. And Joe Bryant said, yeah, let Kobe play. Kobe's only in high school, Kobe got out there and wore Jerry Stackhouse and everybody else out on there.
Wow! He wore Stackhouse out?
Wore him out.
Oh, my God.
Wore him out. I was like, wow, this kid here. And he didn't smile either, he was dead serious about his game. So this is the funniest part. So with that, I said, all right, Kobe, I took him on the side. We went to the side of the basket in St. Joe's when you had a full court, but you had two other side baskets.
Yeah.
So we ended up playing one-on-one. Now I'm retired now, and it's all done for me. But I still wanted to play him. But I seen what he did to Brandon Maxwell and Jerry Stackhouse. I knew I really had no chance, but I wanted to see what he had.
Now, how old was he at this point?
He was 17.
17, man.
Man, he won me out so bad, he made me retire. I retired before that. But he just let me know that it was all over.
What was his game at that age?
His game at that age was like a 30-year-old man.
Jeez.
He can take the hits. When you go down, he can D you. He saw stuff before it even came, as far as when making his moves. You could try to stand there and try to draw a charge. He could go around that. He just knew it, And you could see when a kid knows it.
Yeah.
And he got it from the beginning. The most important thing about him, he knew his basketball history.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine, right? Because he was such a smart, he was a really, really intelligent dude. So you can see, like, he knew the game inside and out, but that he was smart that went beyond basketball.
Oh, yeah. He was one of those kind of kids. It was hard to understand him. You know, that's why sometimes people probably didn't like him. But the thing is, you know what I mean? He knew where he was going.
Right.
And he knew exactly what he wanted. And anytime you see a guy that gets it,
right,
you can see that he's saying that when he saw guys like Michael Jordan and another guy that he looked up to, you know, he basically said to himself in high school, that's me, and I'm going to even be better than that. You know, and you can see he went for that every time he stepped on the court. The guy never came out there and not gave what he's supposed to give on that basketball court. And I tell you, he's going to be well missed, you know, doing the things that he did. I didn't realize he did all of the things he did as far as, you know, in other countries, even, you know. Unbelievable, you know, what a life.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you remember him? You know, I'm just curious about how his game was. And like when you saw him growing up, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you know, like that, as he kind of grew up. Did you go see him in Italy at all? Did you keep in touch with them when he was overseas?
Well, I didn't see him in Italy, but I knew that he was, you know, what he was doing because I always was with his father, Joe. Because Joe,
right,
even though, you know, when Kobe was up there, his mom stayed up there a lot, and Joe came back. And Joe, you know, was in Philadelphia, and we would try to do different kind of ventures,
sure,
together. But he was always, you know, showing me clips and just telling me, man, my son is, you know, this and that.
Right. When did everybody know that, like, oh my God, like we got something special here?
When did everybody know it?
Yeah, like at what age you remember did Joe know, like, wow, Kobe's going to be special?
Oh, he knew that in junior high school. He knew that before time. Like, when you could watch Kobe and just seeing what he was doing in junior high school, you knew he was going to be something very special. And the thing about it, you know, he took every moment of the game, and he tried to make it better for himself, you know, and his team.
Yeah.
You know, so he just hate losing. He hate losing. I mean, when the guy hates losing, you want that guy on your team.
You know what's so uncanny about that? Yeah, we're talking to World Free on the Comcast Business Hotline. You know what's amazing about that is that that's the same quality. As much as he tried to emulate Jordan and you saw the characteristics of Jordan, but the one thing that the two of them had like in common like that was hating to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
being such a fierce competitor.
Mm-hmm. It was exactly right. And, you know, sometimes you get it from somewhere. I'm sure he got it, you know, he started off with his family.
Right.
Jelly Bean, he wasn't the guy that liked to lose either now, you know. And his mom was serious with him, you know. So, Pam, she knew what she was doing. But it all just trended over. And then once he got into the basketball, really the way he was starting to get into it, and then he have an idol like Michael Jordan looking up to, you know, hey, you can't beat something like that. And then if you're trying to go ahead and say to yourself, like that first All-Star game they played against each other, he was like, it was Kobe's first All-Star game, Michael's seventh All-Star game, but Kobe was like, I'm going to wear you right out. You know what I mean? And Michael respected that.
I bet he did. Hang on one second, would you, World? We appreciate it. We have the 5K a day cash giveaway. This hour's keyword is friend. Enter the keyword friend, which is apropos, on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting friend to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You'll win $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword friend on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com, or by texting friend to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the new Parx Casino Sportsbook app. You can download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA and use promo code QB500. It is 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. This is Anthony Gargano. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas. On the line with us is the great World Be Free, who was obviously a very close friend of Joe Bryant, who just got done telling us how he held Kobe as an infant. When later comes, World, and you know, go back to his early years in the league, it's amazing the set of balls he had. I mean, that's the way to put it, right? Like, when he's 18 years old and he's firing air balls and he keeps firing, and it doesn't matter that he's playing at the Forum.
Well, you're right. You're right. And you're probably talking about that Utah game too, when he was in the playoffs. But you know what that did for him? That fueled that kid. And that made him even more upset about his game. And he was a guy who just lived it. He lived and loved basketball. Just like his little a poem he wrote about Mr. Basketball.
Yes, yes.
He lived, and that was him. You know what I mean? To be able to live a life and just live and just draw out your dream is a miracle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a gift, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's you a know, true he, gift. The guy was just, he was just unbelievable. Great family man. You could see he loved his kids. He loved his family, you know, and I just feel so bad for, you know, that part of stuff.
I know. I know, World. Sorry for your loss. For our loss, we lost one of our favorite sons. You know, he was Philadelphia, World. Man, he was Philly.
Yeah. Oh, man. But
I know, brother. I know. Listen, I'm gonna let you go. All right. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right, brother.
All right,
baby. Hang in there, man.
Bye-bye.
It's World Free, who is one of the great people involved with the Sixers. You see him down there. World's always there. He's a kind man. Number 21. You know, sad. Real close with Joe, as he told you. Holding Kobe up as a baby. Seeing him.
Could you imagine something?
I mean, you know, he and Joe were close.
He's talking about McGonagall Hall.
And Jelly Bean were incredible. I remember him telling stories of him, Jelly Bean, and Darryl Dawkins. I mean, that was the crew. And here, you know, he sees this infant who grows to be this prodigy player. And, you know, I mean, he loves him. He's like his uncle. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. And, you know, we love World.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.